Hi, this is Matt Mays, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Everything to me. Your letters ain't coming that much anymore. Your letters ain't coming at all. Now I've been to Memphis. You were here, I came back home. Now I ain't trying to place any blame, but I came back for you. Now I expect you to do the same for me.
Welcome, everybody, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here. We are pre-recorded, couldn't make it live down to the studio because I am traveling, as Matt Mays said there. That's Matt Mays from Matt Mays and El Torpedo with Traveling, and that's exactly what I'm doing. If all goes according to plan, as you're listening to this show, if you're listening live, that is, I will have just returned from a little stay in London to see the Queen, and then right now we should be back in Germany at Dietmar's house, hanging out and relaxing a bit. So I'm on my tour, man. I'm off, and but we got some good music for you in my absence. We might even play some music commemorating my tour. We'll see what we get to. If you want to get a hold of me, by the way, don't call today. I'm not going to answer. But Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com is a great way to do it. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live in the basement of the Sunset Saloon. Also Jeff Robson for your listening pleasure. Well, you're not going to get much pleasure from listening to me, but the show is hopefully pleasurable. Anyway, not a lot of new music for us this week. We were, of course, pre-recorded last week as well for Canada Day. Hopefully you caught that. I had a lot of fun putting that together, and I think some people might have actually liked the show. So if you haven't checked it out, go to tellthebandtogohome.com. Check out the podcast, because we played some great stuff and played some stuff that we never, ever play on the show. So, you know, it's kind of a fun one. Check it out, tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can find us on iTunes or Google Play, or Google has this new Android Google Podcasts app. You can subscribe to us there and download stuff on your phone. You can stick me in your ear wherever you go. It's pretty cool. All right, so we'll talk about some shows coming up closer to you, perhaps some that are coming up for me, perhaps some that already happened for me. But we'll kick it off with some new music, as we like to do. Not a whole lot of new music in my bin at the moment, but this one is pretty cool. I've been listening to this a bit. It's a brand new record from a lady named Lyra Lynn. Now, if you know Lyra Lynn, it might be because she was the only interesting thing about True Detective Season 2, which I guess we probably shouldn't talk too much about. She's kind of mellow most of the time, but she's got this cool new record called Plays Well With Others. Not really creatively named, I'm afraid, because it's all collaborations with all kinds of other people, and boy, are there some cool people on here. So on this record, you got John Paul White, you got Dylan LeBlanc, you got Ronnie Crowell, Shovels and Rope, JD McPherson, all kinds of great folks. I'm going to play you right now a track featuring Andrew Combs. And it's a little more upbeat, a little more fun than perhaps we're used to from Lyra. It's pretty great stuff. Brand new from Lyra Lynn with Andrew Combs from the album Plays Well With Others. This is Breakdown on Tell the Band to Go Home. This burden, this thing that will always
One, two, three, four.
I gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta say what I gotta say. And if it's just fear that's holding me back, then where's the love in that? There ain't no love in that. When I see you from across the room, you look into me deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So deep that you made me believe that you might love me too. I still think you do, but apart from my delusions, will you bring it to me personally? Will you send it to me on a plane overseas?
Send it to me.
'Cause there's a piece in my heart wherever you are, and me in my bed. Shiny revolvers,
to the new day. Middle of June, officer down, trying to sleep, but all in the silence. It's been waking me up and bringing me down. The camera's on to cover the action. Can talk about it too. You wanna be a superhero? Well, I've got news for you. We can blow them away the American way. 79.
Time was spent in particular desperation on a Sunday afternoon. All I held as good in life was in some random swoon. I opened up a book, a shelf near my Bible. Opened up a book for culinary survival. I took a look in, joy of cooking, joy of cooking. Oh, I out of pounds. Me and my little wife and children set us down, and grace was spoken in that bacon scent profound. All I had lost was found. I took a look in, joy of cooking, joy of cooking.
Oh, I, oh, oh, I, oh. I got to play in St. John, New Brunswick a couple months ago during the East Coast Music Awards, and I played right down in the Market Square of St. John, which is right next to the Central Library for Uptown St. John, and the librarian, one of the librarians, came to my gig, and she actually took the two reference copies of The Joy of Cooking that the St. John Public Library has out of the library so that I could deface them in public. It was really a great moment for me. My understanding, of course, had always been that reference books were never meant to leave the reference area because they're for the use of all. But for about an hour, there was a security violation where these two copies of The Joy of Cooking had gone AWOL while I scribbled the answers bacon, on the front piece of both of them. Anyway. I use the book more than you'd think I do. Not that those particular ones. But the publishers actually sent me a copy of that and of The Joy of Cooking because they liked the song.
As they should, and what a great song is. That's Old Man Ludica there. I just had to play that little thing. I thought that was a funny story. He's got a new live record, which is pretty great because he's so great live. Old Man Ludica, One Night Only, live at the Chester Playhouse. We heard his classic, Joy of Cooking, in there. So good. So good. Before that, we heard something brand new from Rayland Baxter. He's got a new record coming out on Friday the 13th called Wide Awake. We heard 79 Shiny Revolvers, the latest single from that. Fine record. I'm sure it's going to be fine. The singles have all been pretty good. Before that, oh, did I like that. A lady named Kelly Loader. She's also from the East Coast of Canada. She's from Newfoundland. She's got a record called Benefit of the Doubt. We heard Want It Back. And man, I like that. We'll have to hear more of Kelly Loader for sure. And we kicked off that set with Lyra Lynn. She's got a new record, Plays Well With Others. We heard Breakdown along with Andrew Combs there. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. We're off on our European tour. But thanks for stopping in. We hope you're enjoying the show. Do drop us a line and let us know. And, of course, drop us a line if you have any requests. And we always get some great requests from our friends in Germany. And I thought I'd let's jump on those right now. Let's get into it. Because it just so happens that all three are Canadian requests, or requests for Canadian music, kind of in response to our Canada Day show. And so we're going to play a couple of things. Well, we're going to play three things by request here. The last one, it has some saltiness in it. It's definitely a salty language track. So I'll give you like 7.5 minutes to get yourself sorted. No, not even. Just a little over 7 minutes to get the kids out of the room if you're into that kind of thing. But it's a great song. It's a classic. I was gonna play it on Father's Day, actually, but I didn't, because it's Martha Wainwright's song about her dad, which if you know Martha Wainwright, you know what song I'm talking about. So, but first, we'll play something from Ron Sexsmith. But before that, something from the Deep Dark Woods. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
So fast away. gave such lovely glances. All the way was gone. She charmed away my senses. Loved me till the dawn. She left me in the morning. Nearly half past nine. Waited till the clouds had weep to tell me she'd never be mine. Quickly they do die. My father warned me of that girl, but listen, did not I. Some folks loved a fish, and others like to blow.
Yeah.